Afternoon, March 31st, it's WrestleMania. Get your ticket to the greatest sports entertainment full-circuit TV spectacular of all time. Mr. T risks it all wrestling for the first time, teaming up with champion Hulk Hogan versus Rowdy Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Guest timekeeper Liberace, ring announcer Billy Marks, referee Muhammad Ali. Get your tickets now to WrestleMania on full-circuit TV. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games, but I didn't have anyone to play with, so I decided to start the Super Switch Club. That's right, a podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library.
Hello.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Super Switch Club. We're here for a special episode edited by me, Caslo.
This is Ben from Dragoon Effect.
My name is Johnny, co-host of The Rapper's Corner and Remember the Record YouTube video podcasts.
Good evening, this is Mike from Mike's Unedited Let's Plays and a certified giant f***ing mark.
Douglas Gale, host of the podcast Soup Soup, a podcast in which I review soup while pretending to be Superman.
Good evening, everybody. The Video Wrestling Association coming to you live tonight from Boston on a very hot night, which is quite strange because it is the middle of March.
And it's bonus episode time. We're talking about pro wrestling from the NES, released back in 1987.
Just in time for the Showcase of the Immortals, WrestleMania, we're doing a special episode on the NES game Pro Wrestling.
The name is just Pro Wrestling? Okay.
So, we're going to be talking about Pro Wrestling from the NES for Nintendo Switch Online.
Here to tell you about Pro Wrestling!
Talking about wrestling, you're not going to find that interesting.
We're here to talk about the video game from 1986!
1986 game Pro Wrestling? I hated this game. This is a piece of shit game to me. Maybe it's fine, I don't know. Really curious to hear what other people think about it.
Pro Wrestling actually was the fourth wrestling game ever created, after Tag Team Wrestling, which was an arcade game, Map Mania, also in the arcade, and Pro Wrestling for the Sega Master System, I think. The game was created by Masato Masuda, who actually went on to create the Fire Pro Wrestling series, which I believe is based on New Japan or All Japan Pro Wrestling, and that series is loved by a lot of wrestling fans. So it's really great getting to see where that whole thing started with this crappy little NES game.
Wrestling games on Switch are not in a good space anyway.
The Nintendo World News with Mario.
We go direct to the ringside at the WWF WrestleMania Challenge. Ready, kid?
Just watch me whip the Macho Man.
And here he comes. 250 pounds of lean, mean muscle. What a leg drop! Wow!
An elbow smash!
And a body slam!
Let's see that again. Is that the end of the Macho Man?
No way. I want a rematch.
This is Mario for WWF WrestleMania Challenge.
Nintendo!
So, let's go back. Okay, so in particular Venoso, you've got a bit of an issue here where licensing is an issue. So most of the well-known wrestling games are connected to the world's most well-known wrestling promotion, currently known as the WWE.
I am not a big wrestling fan, but I was surrounded by people who were, and this was a game that I would go over to friends' houses to play. And remember playing it for hours.
I thought it was awful. I've played AI-generated web games that I think were more interesting than this.
It's a really fun one. It's probably the first, like, legit, you know, console wrestling game. There was, like, two other games that came out before it that didn't hold up to snuff. But pro wrestling, man, it was a bop.
It's just old. I don't know. I always say that.
But on the vote, it was this or Natsume. The Natsume Championship Wrestling is basically the same, except it's slower.
I don't... It may seem like I have some sort of general dislike of retro games. I don't. I just like my games to be fun and engaging.
Even some of the other more playable NES or SNES wrestling games, there are like... If they're not connected to WWE, they will probably also be connected to, for example, something like Ultimate Muscle, in the 90s, in WCW games, people always say, oh, I'd love it if we got WCW versus NWO. But it's just not going to happen. People own those licenses and they really, really, really like money.
But before we jump into the game proper, I thought it'd be great to talk about my own history with professional wrestling. Like most kids of the 90s, I grew up during the Attitude Era when WCW and WWF were having this Monday Night War between each other that really kicked off when a bunch of wrestlers moved from WWF to WCW.
They like money. They really like money.
Some of them acting like an invasion group called the New World Order.
You want a war? You're going to get one.
And in particular, those of us who like grew up when wrestling games started getting really good, which is like around the N64 and the PS1, wrestling games suddenly got really fucking good. They changed from these clunky messes like we're seeing here with pro wrestling. Wrestling games didn't really change much from how pro wrestling plays.
This game would be a blast with friends. At the time it came out, I probably would have loved it. Would have loved playing this game. Even now, I could see myself enjoying a drunken night of frustratingly mashing the buttons in this game.
I'm Minji Eugene, and my next guest is the newest comer to the VWA, Thunderstrike. Good evening, Thunderstrike.
Ooh, let me tell ya, Minji. Thunderstrike Madness, oh, it's running wild. But I've got to get something off my chest. There's a storm coming. Not your average thunderstorm, no siree. It's a macho thunderstorm, and it's going to be shaking the very foundation of the VWA wrestling world. Ooh, yeah.
But I thought I'd talk real quickly about some of my favorite wrestlers during that time. One is Diamond Dallas Page. I always loved his look, loved his moveset, and more than anything, his name was Dallas, which is the same name as me. So that was pretty great.
Now on the Switch itself, you've got the 2018 WWE game, which plays on Switch like a slideshow.
And then there was Rey Mysterio, this like tiny little luchador that could do the craziest flips and jumps.
Wrestling Empire, which is an M. Dickey game, and M. Dickey games are always really f***ing weird. Like, it's a really weird game. It plays weird and floaty, but it does have a really fun campaign mode, and it does run as intended on Switch.
And this one is probably going to get me a lot of crap, but I was a big fan of Buff Bagwell, who was this just little cocky guy that ended up joining the New World Order. He wore, like, a top hat and overalls a lot of the time. He loved to play with the camera as they were getting ready for the match, which was really, really unique for a lot of people then.
Look at me! You can't win! Because I'm the one that's buff! You are number two! I'm the man! Look at it! Take your time!
You got Retromania Wrestling, which is quite a fun one, if you liked old wrestling arcade games.
Also loved the British Bulldog. I don't know. I've always had a fan of like these like country themed characters. Like I love Captain America. I love Captain Britain. So I wouldn't not love the British Bulldog as well.
Oh, there's WWE Battlegrounds, which is shite. It's a bit too bare bones. It treats characters like it's a freemium game. It uses a lot of made up currencies that you could get by playing the game, or you could just happen to send us extra money. They like money. They really like money.
The person everybody loved as well, The Undertaker. This like dead man character who a lot of his stuff had to do with like coffins and buried alive. And you'd think he'd be down and out and he'd just sit straight up and he'd like command fire and stuff. And you got this really good rivalry with his like kayfabe brother Kane during the 90s as well, which was amazing at the same time.
And then there's the AEW game, which is actually probably AEW Fight Forever is probably your best option on the Switch. It plays pretty much as intended. It's quite a fun game to play, but if you want to do a creator wrestler, you're in bad luck because the options on it are somehow worse than games that came out in 1999.
Sting from the WCW, who started off just as like your babyface surfer character and then disappeared for a little while before he started like being seen in the rafters of arenas with this crow like face paint. And he just show up out of nowhere to take on the NWO and defend WCW's honor.
Yeah, so it's great if you want to play as the AEW roster, but the AEW roster being the AEW roster, they are fundamentally that little bit more unknown. But you can play as Sting, I guess. But it's old man Sting.
But yeah, after that, like, I was coming to the end of high school, and I just kind of fell off pro wrestling until more recently.
I don't know why I haven't watched it in so long, but I know just enough about it to tell you that Roman Reigns is going down at WrestleMania. Oh!
Acknowledge me!
When it's seemingly having a huge resurgence right now. And WrestleMania this year looks amazing with, like, the return of The Rock taking on Cody Rhodes while pairing with his somewhat cousin Roman Reigns, who I think's been in one of The Rock's movies. So I'm really excited to see what happens at WrestleMania.
We've got more high-powered pro wrestling VWA action coming up soon on the Super Switch Club.
If you're a fan of this podcast and want to keep this show going,
help support us on Patreon,
where you can unlock tons of great content like
early access to ad-free episodes,
behind-the-scenes clips,
extended cuts,
blooper reels,
bonus episodes,
and a chance to pick the game we play next.
Join our 1-Up Mushroom League,
our exclusive DK Island Club,
or the Hylian Royal Family with the power of the Triforce.
Just head on over to patreon.com/thesuperswitchclub.
Link is in the show notes.
The Rock can't believe this little Rudy Puccioni has stolen all The Rock's signature moves.
He walks like The Rock. He talks like The Rock.
He's got the Rock bottom, the people's elbow, the people's eyebrow.
That's gimmick infringement.
That ain't right.
He's even got the millions and the millions of The Rock's fans playing this video game.
The Rock, know your role and shut your mouth.
Over 50 WWF superstars, all their signature moves and taunts. WrestleMania 2000.
The Rock is going to take that little green bag, all those little video games, and stick them straight up your candy ass.
THQ.
Okay, I quickly looked at the instruction manual. It's pretty, you know, black and white. Haha, and very straightforward.
As it stands, as a solo game, for me, it holds zero interest.
Pro wrestling itself is very bare bones. It's not actually very clear how you play. There is a punch, there is a kick.
I'm not that keen on fighting games in general, so that I wasn't coming to this game prepared to like it.
Well, Thunder, who is in the eye of the storm? Who is going to feel the full force of the Thunder Strike? Listen up, Minji, because Thunder Strike is a message for every wrestler out there who thinks they can step into my ring and take the spotlight. I don't care if you think you're the cream of the crop or just a little pebble on the beach. You're gonna get swept away in the thunderstorm. Thunder Strike is the Tower of Power, and I'm going to show the world why I'm the next deserving, undisputed king of the squared circle here in the VWA. Ooh, yeah.
And I thought I'd look at the instruction booklet, but really all it does is like give you the basics of controls, as well as like a breakdown for the characters, for the wrestlers you can play as. But I do want to look at them, as well as talk about kind of where their inspirations came from.
There's a lot of moves here that you can do, including like the rolling soul butt, the jumping knee butt.
Like any good wrestling game, it's all about grapples, but it's not very clear how you do grapples.
The Mongolian chop, the outlaw choke.
The controls are weird. I did look up the manual. I found it somewhat frustrating to do the moves.
All kinds of cool stuff, man.
Oh, Minji Eugene, it doesn't matter who's first, who's last, or who's in between. They're all gonna feel the pain, the insanity, the madness.
And hey, look, I absolutely freely admit that if I was even slightly better at this game, no, I'd still hate it.
And there is that sort of 80s charm to it.
I guess I could goof on the wrestlers.
And I like the characters.
First, we've got Fighter Hayabusa.
Fighter Hayabusa.
I can't remember who he's kind of based on, but it is a famous like Japanese wrestler.
Fighter Hayabusa thinks he's an invincible warrior. Well, he's never been victim of the Thunderous Slam.
There's the guy who's obviously meant to be Antonio Inoki.
Oh, here it is. Fighter Hayabusa is Antonio Inoki.
Hayabusa, a 35-year-old Japanese man. His specialty is the back brain kick. That's where you kick someone in the back and the brain at the same time.
Starman, who gives me sort of Rey Mysterio vibes.
A Starman who looks really fucking... I'd love it if that was a real-life Starman. I think someone's probably already done that on the indies, though.
You've got Starman, which was just kind of like a generic luchador.
The super space traveler Starman has never felt the full force of the lightning bolt leap as I execute a high fly maneuver from the top ropes, crashing down on him like a bolt of lightning.
Starman, maybe from Mexico, question mark, maybe an alien, maybe a weirdo with a starfish glued to his face, who knows? The Video Wrestling Association apparently does zero background checks. Everyone is welcome. I believe the manual does call him a traveler from the stars, or...
You've got King Korn Khan. Kong? Karn?
King Korn Khan. Karn? King Korn Khan? Oh, man, that's terrible.
Who is based on Killer Khan from New Japan Pro Wrestling or All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Kin Korn Karn, Korean, age 44. Specialty? Alliteration, obviously.
The living karate tool Kin Korn Karn is no match for my Storm Surge Suplex, the awe-inspiring suplex where I lift my opponent high in the air and slam him down with the force of a Storm Surge.
There's even a guy who looks kind of a bit like Buddy Landell.
Giant Panther? Disappointingly, a human being. Actually, a giant American. Probably a Hulk Hogan ripoff. Hulk Hogan homage? More alliteration.
A lot of people think he's based on Hulk Hogan, but because his move is literally like the Iron Claw, he's got to be one of the Von Erichs. Which, if you haven't seen that, there's a movie out now called The Iron Claw that is about the Von Erich family, starring Zac Efron.
The ultimate human weapon, the Giant Panther. I'll take him out with one electrocharged elbow drop from the top turnbuckle, leaving to deliver this high voltage drop.
Black Panther, which seems inappropriate for the visuals of the player, but...
Next up, the Amazon. That's not where he's from. That's his name. The Amazon. Where is he from? Swamp Monster. He's like Starman. We don't know where he's from because, again... Shocking lack of background checks, especially given that the Amazon's specialties are Piranha Bite and Outlaw Choke. Both sound super illegal and very murdery.
Ooh, the half piranha, half man Amazon? I'm going to build up enough speed and energy that I propel off the ropes and nail you with the thunderbolt dropkick so hard it's going to knock you back to the 1950s to a bad horror movie.
Then we've got the Amazon.
My guy, the Amazon, he looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
This one's great because he just looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
I don't know what other wrestler he's trying to emulate, but he definitely looks like that monster from that classic horror movie. The Amazon is the creature from the Black Lagoon.
But some of his moves actually inspired Street Fighter II's Blanka. I found that doing research for this episode.
Yo, this Amazon dude is like clawing at people and eating faces. He's like the most, he's like the precursor to Blanka from Street Fighter.
I chose to play as the Amazon because he was the tallest and also a lizard creature that spits acid. At least that's what it looked like. This is a video game from 1986, so the graphics, not so great.
The Amazon, who, let me tell you, man, back then, that was the only dude I played as, and I promise you I'm getting ready to play as the Amazon again. Dude was like some green monster that, like, eats, like, his opponents, dude, like, claws them to death. How hardcore is that?
And then the final wrestler that you can pick, King Slender, father of future internet sensation Slender Man. King Slender, at the time of this game, a baby of the group at a mere 25 years old.
We've got King Slender, who is obviously Ric Flair. The only thing he's missing is being able to do his figure four leg lock.
You gotta know how to style! Woo! And profile! Woo!
King Slender is definitely like some... Woo! Some Ric Flair action.
The cold-blooded warrior King Slender, you're no match for my electric electric rack. I'm gonna pick you up above my head, across my shoulders, and stretch you out. They won't be calling you King Slender. They'll be calling you Slenderman.
You know, Thunder, I have no idea what any of that means.
Dude, don't worry, Minji Eugene. That's gonna hit real good with the kids in the mid-2000s.
You're supposed to, after doing, what is it, like 10 five-minute matches upholding your championship title, you get to face the great Puma, who is out of Caracas, Venezuela, assumably. But outside of that, we don't really know much about dude.
Finally, after I acquire the VWA championship, I'm gonna climb that ladder and climb and climb and climb, and I'm gonna defend it until the perfect wrestler, the great Puma, makes himself known. And as soon as he does, I'm gonna take these 24-inch pythons and I'm gonna three-finger.
Finally, we have the great Puma, who was the famous wrestler Tiger Mask.
Potato so hard his will fall right off. Ooh, I'm gonna stomp a mud hole in his and then I'm gonna walk it dry right before I take him and chop right up his, which is illegal in 37 states.
You gotta love new WWF figures with real wrestling action. Jake the Snake Roberts versus the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
DiBiase lands a Million Dollar Punch. Match Hulk Hogan against the Macho King, Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah, my elbow smash will finish Hogan, guaranteed.
Hogan slams him again. Match Andre the Giant against the Ultimate Warrior. Andre will squash the Ultimate Maniac. WWF figures so close to the real thing, it's like being in the ring.
And just when he thinks it's over, I'm gonna his mother won't even recognize him.
But yeah, so like, yeah, let's get into this game.
It's a very bare bones game. You play through against each of the guys, and if you work out how the game works.
But for my playthrough, I decided I was gonna settle on Giant Panther, and it takes a little bit of time to get into the controls. I really can't really figure out how to do moves for a while.
Somersault kick, flying cross chop, iron claw.
The gameplay, not so great.
Man, I wish I enjoyed this game with just wrestling against murderous swamp monsters. That could be cool.
The game's main screen opens with a chipper little bop. It's a familiar bop because you hear this theme song at the beginning of all the original sports games from Nintendo. Tennis, baseball, volleyball, pro wrestling. Bee, ba-doo, 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 doo doo. It's very chipper.
But you fight the other five wrestlers, I believe, and then you can win the championship.
Because it just chucks you straight in. There's no training or anything. You just go straight in, and you probably will just lose.
In a minute and 25 seconds, the first fighter, Hayabusa or whatever, completely wrecked me, dude. I don't remember the controls to this at all. And at one point, he was just spam kicking me. Every time I got up, he would do a little spinny kick, knock me down. He did it over and over again, and then he just got on top of me, and 3 seconds later, it was over. What the heck?
But I start to get a good routine of, like, forcing people into grapples and then doing my iron claw move, which seems to take a lot of their health.
If this game let you get further with button mashing, I'd probably like it better. As it was, I felt like button mashing was not doing me any favors. So, yeah, that just kind of puts the kibosh on the whole endeavor for me.
The music in the battle is awesome. It's very epic and intense for the 8-bit era in particular, but the VWA doesn't play, baby.
And hey, King Corn Karn. Actually has some awesome moves where he's doing like frog splashes from the top of the turnbuckle. I didn't expect that to be in this game at all.
I remember thinking that this game had it all. There's just throws, there's tosses, you can throw them against the rings, you can go up on the ropes and dive bomb, you can throw people out of the ring, you can roll out onto the floor stage and start whooping butt out there. And it's like, there's just for a game that has two buttons, a select start and an up and down, left, right, there's a lot of moves you can do if you pull them off well.
And you will probably just lose and lose and lose and lose and get fed up. But if you do win, and you win through the whole thing, you get the whole a winner is you.
I can't even get past the first fight, man. It's taking... And 5 minutes a round is pretty brutal, especially if I'm expected to do it 10 times in a row, yo.
So yeah, to do this, you've got to like play through a match versus like every character before you win the belt.
Took this dude out! Congratulations, you are VWA champion! Let's defend the title!
But then you have to defend it against the wrestlers twice more! Once you win 10 more matches, you fight for the unified belt! I forgot the name of the dude. Something like Great Puma. And he's hard.
Holy woo! This Great Puma is legit a walking, boxing puma. It's a big cat boxer. Oh, man.
And I think after you win the belt, you have to face everybody like one or two more times defending the belt before you can take on Great Puma for like a battle of the belts between...
Instead of like letting you rematch, it just says, what a pity, game over. What the heck is that?
But we have the magic of rewind.
Prepare yourselves, Video Wrestling Association. The Thunderstrike Storm is a-coming, and when it hits... There's gonna be no escape. Ooh, yeah!
Henry, will you please see what those boys are up to?
Introducing WWF Wrestling Buddies. Wrestling Buddies from Tonka. Punk 'em, bop 'em. Wrestling Buddies are looking for action.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Nothing, Dad.
Dropkick!
Who do you think you are?
Dad, Hulk Hogan!
Wrestling Buddies wanna be your buddy.
Henry, what's going on up there?
Nothing, dear.
WWF Wrestling Buddies, new from Tonka.
Yeah, the next bitch is at your house.
This game is rough. I think it's just the NES was not made for a lot of sports games. Like, I think you could do Tecmo Bowl and maybe like the baseball game.
Not a good game. I hope someone else enjoyed it. Really do.
But, and it being like the fourth wrestling game ever made, I think it's a lot of fun, especially if you had someone to play against.
Back in the day, this game was the tits. Today, not so much. But it is, it's a fun little session if you want to kill like an hour of your time. I recommend it.
That's that's about it.
But yeah, that's pro wrestling. Hope everybody enjoyed this. We will be back with more episodes of Star Tropics. And then maybe if everybody loved this, maybe we'll do another wrestling one for WrestleMania next year. Like I said, Natsume Championship Wrestling, Pro Wrestling, whatever they call it, is still waiting. And that, from what I understand, is probably a better game than this one.
That's it for the bonus episode. That's it for this game. I'm probably never going to play it again.
I guess that's it. Yeah.
And remember, kids, always say your prayers and drink your brain juice. Yeah! All right. I'm hungry. I'm gonna go snap into a ham bone. Whew.
See you in the ring, Switch Clubbers.
You too can be part of the Super Switch Club. It's not too late. Head on over to probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub to join today. Submissions are always open. The Super Switch Club is a production of the We Can Make This Work, Probably, podcast network. Find more of our other great shows at probablywork.com, including Podcasters Assemble, and check out our Discord page. All games featured are available to play on the Nintendo Switch Online Virtual Library. This episode was edited by...
Kazlo!
Thank you to everyone who was able to contribute to this episode. Links in the show notes.
It's absolute pants. If you want to make your own peeps, but...
Here to talk about Nintendo Entertainment System video game? Yes, it's a video game. Pro Wrestling.
I don't know if that's being picked up on mic, but now one of my cats is getting into mischief.
Well, At the beginning of this recording, my cat has thrown up all over the carpet. I'll be right back. Dear God, man. After cleaning up some cat puke and poo-poo stains, I have returned. just give me a minute here, guys.
Oh, don't wake up, baby. Baby, don't wake up. No.
Then we have Giant Panther, who... Oh, wait, I already said that.
To get good. Get good! Or lost, rather, by, like, I was in the middle of rolling into the ring, and, like, half my body was in the ring, but it wasn't enough time. What a pity. That's crap.
Anyway, sorry, thank you. I've probably given you something absolutely horrible to edit for your first time editing.
Yeah, this game's really bad. Don't play it.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.